And it's going to be a good interview. Kyle's got the scoop on him. We're going to get to know a little bit more about him.
He needs to get here first before we can start talking about scoops.
This next track, we're going to start off with that new Octavian. I got love for England. Jeez. I'm sorry y'all are out of the World Cup. Devastating.
Wow.
Devastating.
Why is this guy going to mention
it? Okay, I got love for the UK. We're going to play some today, okay? Let's run this. This is Little by Octavian.
That gravity, that crescendo, that crescendo. How you feel?
Money gon' look right, left. Money gon' look right.
My belly got full, now I got that meal.
I feel good, I feel alive.
How ya?
Push it,
how ya?
Push it,
how ya?
Push it.
How you feel now? What are you feeling?
Money gon' look right, left. Money gon' look right.
I got bigger. I used to be in it.
I feel alive.
My belly got full, when I got that meal.
Push it, buddy.
They used to cuss, used to diss.
That
now
crescendo.
They ask me how I feel.
Seven girls fit in the 5-seater, wind them up.
Dip.
Acting like your friend won't leave her. Gal with snake for the clip.
Snake.
You already know what it is.
E-gang.
E-gang, them man take shots and miss.
Is it gang?
My pre it, be it, delete it. Maybe it's cause of my peas. But I was broke, still getting blows. Still make you gal have beef. They like me for some reason. Tap that, then leave it. Just let me be, just let me be.
Where
my Dina, how you feel? I got bigger, I used to be little. My belly got full, now I got that meal. They used to cut, used to diss, used to fight. Now they ask me how I feel.
Go higher, get that bitch in the car, she go. Stepped in there like raw, run train DLR, they go.
Throwing them E's over here. That's cause only G's over here. For the P's in the air, told them that 17 was a year. With a B in again, fuck it though, straight to the money.
Yeah,
check, ooh la la, they go. That we step so clean.
With my Dina, how you feel?
Money gon' look right, left. Money gon' look right.
Belly got full, now I got that bill.
I feel good, I feel alive.
Higher, push it. How you feel now? What are you feeling?
Money gon' look right, left. Money gon' look right.
I got bigger, I used to be little. My belly got full, now I got that meal. They used to cut, used to diss, used to fight. Now they ask me how I feel.
That crescendo. That crescendo. That gravity. That crescendo.
And we back in 101.9 FM C1 Radio every Thursday 7:30 till 9 PM. Kyle, what's good?
Yo, we in it. I wasn't here last week, so I'm feeling a little bit like I need to just get my bearings going here. But we good, man. I'm loving every moment of this city lately. It's just been a lot of good vibes.
Summer's nearly over. I feel like the summer's nearly over.
Well, July,
like
July swung in, by we, real
yeah,
quick
we
in, here.
We're in the middle of July right now.
July swung by real quick, but yeah, no, we had, Breakout Festival in the beginning there, and then we had another one coming, I don't know about that one, and then we got, goddamn, by my place here, Folk Music Festival.
Yeah, what is that? I drove past there just now, I've seen a festival set up.
Yeah, they set that up as an annual festival, Jericho Beach,
so
and
you
it's
walk
international
through all the,
artists.
Walk through all those trees and shit, and then
yeah,
like
the
a,
whole ground, yo, it's crazy, man. I'm gonna have to take a walk. Yeah,
down,
it's honestly, like, really
imagine a fest. Imagine a hip-hop festival.
That's what
beach.
I've been
That'd
thinking,
be sick,
you know,
man.
That's what really hasn't been done, just having that beach vibe and, like,
yeah, we have a couple back home, but I haven't seen anything like that here, like a beach hip-hop festival or something. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, no, super good down the road. Maybe we can work something out there. Who knows? I mean, if it's been done once before or currently being done, I'm sure, you know, room for negotiation.
Sick. What do you think of the Drake album?
Yeah, I've been listening through it. These albums lately, they're getting longer and longer, but they all grow on me. I'm liking it. I'm not going too much into all the conspiracies and dramas. I know people are trying to say, like, I don't know. I've heard that, like, they were like, oh, like, Drake had something to do with X. You know what I mean? After hearing, like...
what?
Yeah, like, what was it? I'm Upset? Because he had the lyrics on I'm Upset. And then It's Too Late. Which one that? It's Too Late for all that? Which one's that again? That Mob Ties. Mob Ties.
Yeah, yeah. It's Too Late for all that.
I don't know. That's a reach. But I've been hearing that conspiracy as well as, you know, the baby mama stuff. But, you know, I'm like I said, I'm not taking that into account. I'm just taking... I just like taking the music. It's good. The follow-up to Nice For What was that In My Feelings? That was kind of like, you know what I mean? That had that same... those samples, like a chicka-choo, like kind of booty twerking style music, right? You know what I mean? For the girls, though. Not that down and dirty stuff, but... I think he kind of hit every check mark on the list. If there is a list, but you know what I mean. It's just that's all around pretty good. Like that old stuff that people have been wanting. I feel like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The kind of boom bappy, the samples, and then you got that new, the trap, the hard kick.
Yeah, I think he caters to everyone. You know, when he drops his music, like, I mean, he done it with the A side, B side, basically catered to people who like the faster banging shit and people who like the slower shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No complaints on my end. Shout out Drake. The other week I tuned in while I wasn't here. I was hearing some stats, some numbers that Kyle was talking about on the streams.
Yeah. A billion in a week.
Yeah. Just amazing. And for that to be an artist out of Canada, like, let's not disrespect that, that's serious. This guy is like,
yo, this guy got a Michael Jackson feature, bro.
And you know, we got The Weeknd. He's a huge international artist now too. I haven't heard much from Justin Bieber in a while, but I just sometimes forget. I'm like, yo, these are the three big Canadian artists, you know. They're really on that world tour. They're repping. You know, they do the world tours.
Mad thing.
Okay. Music. Enough on Drake. Let's get back into this. C1 Radio. We just dropped the monthly mix.
I haven't listened to that yet. I need to listen to it. It's pretty fire.
I'm gonna play a little routine, a couple songs off the mix.
Okay, that's what I'm ready for.
Best of June. Go check that out. SoundCloud, Crescendo 1 Radio. This is MK featuring Slimy and Homie 61st. You already know it is some Toronto shit. Here we go.
Get it.
Gravity, that crescendo.
Whole lot of hammers, whole lot of jammers. I was OT, just me and a ski with a whole lot of choppers. I was still good in the bin, no gun, whole lot of scrappers. Bad to my bitch, but good to my mom, whole lot of manners. Whole lot of hammers, whole lot of jammers. I was OT, just me and a ski with a whole lot of choppers. I was still good in the bin, no gun, whole lot of scrappers. Bad to my bitch, but good to my mom, whole lot of manners.
Whole lot of jammers, I was at Luxy's with me and my scammers. Me and homie up in the club with a hammer. Only got a charge so hard and the hood was Tanner. Strapped up at Cabana. Me and homie strapped with a Nana Caravana. I'm on parole, but promos trying to book me in Atlanta. Me and my gang just trying to get richer. Trapper worked out, but we want to get bigger. No couple mob bitches, did some gold diggers. I was in the booth with me and my niggas. Me and my niggas. We some drug dealers. Bye. Just trying to get richer.
That crescendo.
Whole lot of hammers, whole lot of jammers. I was OT, just me and a ski with a whole lot of choppers. I was still good in the bin, no gun, whole lot of scrappers. Bad to my bitch, but good to my mom, whole lot of manners. Whole lot of hammers, whole lot of jammers. I was OT, just me and a ski with a whole lot of choppers. I was still good in the bin, no gun, whole lot of scrappers. Bad to my bitch, but good to my mom, whole lot of manners. Whole lot of hammers, whole lot of jammers. I was OT, just me and a ski with a whole lot of choppers. I was still good in the bin, no gun, whole lot of scrappers. Bad to my bitch, but good to my mom, whole lot of manners.
That gravity, that crescendo.
let money talk for me, I ain't gotta say nothing. I got bad bitches on me, I ain't gotta say nothing. Now she got her ass on her, make me wanna fuck some. When she get naked, can't help but throwing up ones, y'all. Let that money talk, let that money talk, yeah, yeah. Let that money talk, let that money talk, ooh, yeah. Let that money talk, let that money talk, yeah. I got racks in my pocket, you can tell how I walk. I got racks in my pocket, I got racks in my vault. All you broke, that ain't my fault. You call me, don't like to talk. I be fly, money walk. I go shopping in New York. I be dripping in the sauce. Rock designer, no Lacoste, ooh. Look at my wrist, it froze. Lang ass nigga be throwing salt. Ooh, look at my neck, it's a house. Four from the back and I'm out, yeah. I put the dick in her mouth. Walk in the store, cash out. Walk in and stand on the couch. Shaking the ass, she gon' make it bounce. We ain't running out. We got money now. Make it rain, ain't no drop. Bad that bitch like a L. Treat her like a brick, I bust her down. Chop her with 100 rounds. Throw it up, it's falling down. We got money, buy the money. Talk for me, I ain't gotta say nothing. I got bad bitches on me, I ain't gotta say nothing. That she got her ass on her, make me wanna fuck some. She getting naked in the club, got me throwing up one. Yeah, let that money talk, let that money talk. Yeah, yeah, let that money talk, let that money talk. Ooh, yeah, let that money talk, let that money talk. Yeah, I got racks in my jeans, you can tell how I walk.
That gravity, that crescendo.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Niles. Me.
The Great Escape from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
That crescendo.
Join us for the very best in bluegrass,
old time,
classic country,
Cajun,
rockabilly,
and western swing.
Every Tuesday morning from 6 to 8 a.m.
We start at 6 with bluegrass, roots and branches.
Then focus on mostly bluegrass at 6:30.
Join your hosts,
Arthur Berman and the lovely Andrea.
We'll start off your day right.
That gravity. That crescendo.
Yo, what's up, everybody? C1 Radio. Like,
wow, Kyle's actually here,
yeah,
bro.
I made it.
Wow.
I flew here. Yo, a lot of traffic out there. Hopefully everyone is safe.
Yeah, stay
a couple
safe.
Accidents on the bridges. Drive safe.
Flick on the radio, you know? You're stuck in the traffic.
Yeah, exactly. 101.9 FM.
Exactly. Boom. So, CITR.ca. Catch any other episode that you haven't heard yet. They've been doing a good job uploading these things, like, pretty much right when we're out of here.
The new coordinator or whatever.
Shout out to you.
Upload.
But yo, there's a lot of things to talk about this week. We're gonna get into all of it. Yo, he's back in the news, Tekashi.
He is.
Yeah, he is, man.
My guy.
Okay. I thought he was gonna have a good month. But
he finished the world tour. Is he back in?
He's actually arrested. He's actually in jail.
Yeah,
is that what the news is? Yeah. My guy.
So let's
369.
He's actually in jail till July 20th because his bail got denied.
July 20th?
Yeah.
8 days. That's light. My guy 6ix9ine's got that, bro. That's light. Public holiday July 20th when 6ix9ine comes out, bro.
Yo, whoa. Straight up. But this is what happened. Okay, so he's at the mall with Ugly God. And he did promote it, like, yo, come to the mall, like, we're out here, blah, blah, blah. But for some reason, a kid was filming him, and he got mad at it. So he told the kid to delete it.
No way. It's from that incident?
Yeah.
From before?
It just came up now in the courtroom now. So
no way. That kid followed through.
Yeah, he followed through.
Put 6ix9ine in jail.
Yeah. And it's weird. There's not a lot of details about the story. All we're hearing is 6ix9ine choked this kid because he didn't delete the video.
6ix9ine
and
this,
then
6ix9ine that.
Blah, blah, blah. But the kid did end up deleting the video. There's no sight of this video out there. But man.
Yo, I seen 6ix9ine. What this kid looks like too. He looks like
he's
little
16
chunk.
Years old.
Yo, this kid. Annoying. Like the really annoying one, you know?
Looking for that clout. Yo, this guy was with his family too. His mom, dad.
You know what I mean?
He's like, 6ix9ine was choking me in front of them. I don't know what happened. And, like, nobody really knows what happens. But at the end of the day, I will say this. You know, 6ix9ine has a crazy life. And, you know, rightfully so. A musician, a big-time musician. But, yo, man, sometimes I guess they just don't want the camera in their faces. That's all it is. I guess. I don't know. Why else would he choke them? Or allegedly choke them? I don't know.
Well, no, I remember the initial story. Well, not... Okay, I wasn't there, of course. Yeah. I just heard of it, and it was basically he was like mouthing him off.
Yeah.
Someone like rainbow ice cream hair or like, you know, whatever, like bubblegum, this, like, you know, this, that. And you know, that many people around, like, it was kind of like, I mean, that's what he's been promoting, Tekashi, that he's a real one.
Exactly.
You know, so if someone doing that and he gets caught lacking, like, oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. But honestly, in a bigger G way, I think for sure would have been to ignore a kid like you know, to lose composure over some kid do it. Like, I kind of get both sides of it because obviously it's kind of like, yo, I can't look like a fool. Like, you kind of have to do a little grab him, like, not too extreme, but now he's in jail for it. Or you know, because people misunderstand whole gangster concept, like, oh, we can't take shit from nobody. It's like, nah, I think it's more actually about like knowing when to play like that card, you know, and when to, you know, because. Kingpins don't just, you know what I mean.
You can't just free for all everything,
like, and say, oh, it's because I'm gangster. Like, you know, like, I think there's a G code, you know?
Exactly.
For sure. And, like, there's definitely times to act like a man, you know, or
stand up.
A little, you can be
whatever.
A little thug or a little, you know, big thug. I don't know, right? You got to make sure, present yourself in a He'll learn. That's all I'm going to say. He'll hopefully learn. Well, sitting in jail over it.
Because he told the judge that he has learned from his lesson, but since he's had other allegations in his life, and the judge is just pissed off at him at this point, he said, no, your bail's getting denied. Like, and if that is the case where the kid was kind of trolling him while filming him, I could see why 6ix9ine would want that video deleted, because he's the MVP of trolling. He don't want to. Nobody else control this guy, especially by a 16-year-old kid with his family. He's not going to let that happen. But 8 more days, free 6ix9ine, I guess.
Free 6ix9ine.
So what? Next Friday then, right?
Huh? Are we going to sell it?
Light work, man.
Yeah, my pop a ball.
Quick thing, man. Go in there, go gym, free gym and free books for a week, man. Go on 6ix9ine. Get your reading game up, man.
Reading game.
Do some push-ups and shit.
Let's run this next track. Layla Hendrix featuring Pressa. This is a hit, yo. Y'all gotta check this one out. Living it up. This a hit. Straight Canadian content. Run that, Johnny. No more.
That gravity. That crescendo.
My name is Keymaster Slow God, and you are now listening to Crescendo One Radio. Live it.
And y'all be on that petty shit. I'm petty too. No substitute. The way my wrist be moving make them all say ooh. And I've been doing me just how I always do. I'm living it up now. I'm living it up now. I'm living it up. Gonna make them sad, feel a type of way. I've been rolling up in the hills, smoking on the gray. I've been sipping on my cup of tea, ain't got much to say. Sticky girls are pulling up the lane, pour a cup for me. I'm living it up.
J-Mac on beat, who produced for you? My OG told me not to get too close to you. They keep saying, Pressa, don't make them thing get to you. I ain't make it get to me. Niggas back for MP3s. We them niggas in the city with no policy. We them niggas in the mall that say hypocrisy. Niggas snake you, but there ain't no way of snaking me. Only killers next to me. A best friend is a friend of me that's praying on his downfall. Sitting on the ass, they need to get around more. How they going at the kid, but running out of ammo. They could need an army, fuck, they couldn't even send a task.
I'm living it up now. 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 I'm living it up now.
That crescendo.
I don't fuck him up with this one. I'm kicking shit into Vinci. These ain't no phone bars. I know these niggas, they envy, but they ain't nobody. My whole team fly like a private jet. Ain't no co-pilot. Say he don't know by the corner. Go ask your hoe about me. Face asking me by the shooting, but I don't know about it. I bought a house in Atlanta, but still be in them projects. I pulled a deuce in the family, not the water faucet. My Glock round my bandana, I ain't with all that talking. I got some charges that's been in the south that's aggravated. First nigga blew in my city, so they supposed to hate me. I done made over 100 grand, I ain't graduated. I done did time in the can, came on, went back to the basics. You can't hang around me cause you capped up, you don't like me and I don't like you. This young nigga would be scrapped up, if you move wrong, he might shoot. Rich on me, corner, that's right too. Trippin' sauce on him like Raccoon. Say you getting money, I got a bag too. To a fish with that pistol, I'm gon' shoot that. Have some young niggas on your head, just like a duke rag. And I'm so crip, I take a shower with a blue rag. And I can't walk up out my house without my blue.
He ain't really who he claimed to be, lame to me. Nigga really a game to me, like Notori.
This young nigga who came with me, he geeked up off that Marley.
I'm in Magic City with a rack side. If I do a party, it's packed out. Hit her from the back, pull her tracks out.
Young rich nigga
in the crack house.
I was locked up, but I'm back out.
And I'm on these niggas' neck.
I
Versa get sponsored by Nike, cause I'm all about the tech. They know I'm up next. I figured out why they hated on me. For all the bitches who traded on me. This for my mama, she waited on me. That brand of Rollie, I'm waiting on it. These diamonds round my neck, I swear I put that paper on it. This big Glock 40, I can't wait to put a laser on it. I might just go and buy a condo in Decatur, homie. I'm kicking shit into Vinci, these ain't no phone posits. I know these niggas, they envy, but they ain't nobody. My whole team fly like a private jet, ain't no co-pilot. Say he don't know about Laquan, go ask your hoe about me. Faze asking me about a shooting, but I don't know about it. I bought a house in Atlanta, but still be in them projects. I pulled a deuce in the family, not the water faucet. I wrap my Glock around my bandana, I ain't with all that talking. I got some charges that's been in assault that's aggravated. First nigga blew in my city, so they supposed to hate me. I done made over 100 grand, I ain't graduated. I done did time in the can, came on with back to the basics.
That crescendo.
Typical two, I do not fuck with you. You're calling my phone, talking about something new. You're in your feelings, you don't know what to do. I say bye bye, cause I'm a piece of somebody. Somebody, I'm just not somebody. Somebody,
that crescendo.
My name be in the stars like the legends. And all you do is hate cause you're jealous. Got my back up cause I'm a menace. And you still in the same spot you were when I left. Cause I be rolling like I feel some. Never switched up on the real ones. Same niggas that talking shit, when they see me they don't say none. Last week in my DMs, like you're trying to get some. You can't get none, can't get none. Table for two, I fuck with you. You're calling my phone, talking about something new. You're in your feelings, you don't know what to do. I say bye bye, cause I'ma be somebody. Somebody, I'm just not somebody. Somebody, not just anybody. Nobody, already somebody. Somebody, body, body. I'ma be the one that'll make your bitch jealous. Your mama would approve to. I'll be the one telling you all the rules. I'll be the one that will cook you all the best food. See, I'll be getting on my nerves. Table for two, I do not fuck with you. You're calling my phone, talking about something new. You're in your feelings, you don't know what to do. I say bye bye, cause I'ma be somebody.
Crescendo. That crescendo. That gravity. That crescendo.
Yo, this is Juice WRLD and you're listening to Crescendo One Radio.
C1 Radio, every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. The C stands for Crescendo. That's a spot for hip-hop in Vancouver, and let's get into Vancouver right now.
Quit living under a rock. Yeah, quit living under a rock. Oh my goodness.
Straight up, straight up. So Manila Gray, 1 million views on Time Zones, the music video.
Yo, shout out to Manila guys, Gray. 100%. Honestly, you know what I was saying the other day?
What?
No one can really touch them in this city. Nope, you know, they carved their own lane so well that, like, I mean, no one's even making that sound. So, like, in this city, as far as I know, yeah, to the extent that they are. So, it's almost like no one can even front because it's like they're not in anyone's lane. No one's in their lane. Do you know what I mean? That's like the biggest example of artistry.
Yeah,
it's new, beautiful. New upcoming artistry in this city where it's like they just did it so well on their own. Like, the in-house production, yeah, the visuals, the... just the vibe on Instagram, everything. it's yeah, untouchable. Am I? Manila Gray. Goddamn, Manila Gray, y'all.
This came from Azelle, the producer, one of the main members of the Ones Collective. He tweeted this out: 1 million, no label, no cosign, just the squad working. It's just the start. Going to put Vancouver on the map. I will also say, there's no bot views on this thing too. So 1 million views. Bot views. I'm gonna say it right now.
You say that or you said that?
I'm gonna say it.
I wish
you said it.
More than a couple weeks ago, we were talking about that kind of controversy where we all kind of saw some shit going on. You know, in the
moist
in the scene here or whatever. You know,
moist.
And
wet.
Yeah, there's been a lot of
pagan.
Pagan. Ooh.
Yo, what is that? A
just
pagan.
A, just a dickhead, man.
Oh, okay,
just,
cool. Yeah, there's a lot of that, yeah.
Just a lot of pagan
some old
behavior.
Hierarchy, like, lingo shit, you know?
Yeah.
Royal talk here. Pagan.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Nah, it's good, yo. Shout out to Manila Gray. Yeah, straight up, like, Cal just went through it.
Yeah, you know? No, and you know what I say that? Because I feel like people, naturally, it's a competitive industry, so we tend to hate on the people that are kind of in the same lane. If you know what I mean? Like, rap, and this kind of sound. And that's what I'm kind of saying with Manila Gray is that they're so genuine, like, that they did it on the, you know, that I really don't think anyone can even be like, oh, well, it's not even,
there's
they're
no
not even intimidating
no,
other people
yeah.
because it's like they did it so
this.
Well on their,
there's
yeah,
no
yeah.
holes in here. There's
exactly.
like, you can't
there's
poke
no,
they did
exactly.
it their own way. Very genuine people, but at the same time, they're extremely hardworking, and yo, they did it. And
now what we just need in the city, we need more of those. More of
say
the
it
real
one more
ones,
time.
You know?
More
what do
realness.
We need?
More realness.
So we need like, we need 10 artists of those. So all the people that are doing the pagan stuff and the dickhead stuff, we won't even talk about them. You know, they're just over there. They're just doing their whack shit. Somewhere over there, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? We're never
yeah.
talking about.
Yeah,
that's what we
agreed.
Need. So,
agreed.
So the mark has been set, man. Everyone needs to step
100%.
Up.
100%. The mark has
yeah,
been set.
Yeah, really.
And like Johnny
really.
Said, we just need more people working that hard and just putting that stuff out. And dude, it's happening. It's happening. Should we play some Manila Gray or what do we got, man?
Yeah. We have a special guest coming in soon, I was definitely trying to get a couple tunes in before we have him sit with us, Jermaine Elliott.
Yeah.
Let's run
time zones. Bro.
Yeah, I got that right here. That's what literally what I was just gonna run. Manila Gray, shout out Manila Gray. C1 Radio.
It's Sullivan from Manila Gray. You're listening to C1 Radio.
That crescendo. Rolling, 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 rolling. Island boys, we the chosen. Double cup, mixing potion with the Sprite, yeah. This shit is for life, I'm good for the night, yeah. Zombies on me, been walking with my eyes closed. Zombies on me, hit the blood on the iPhone. Check the time, cause I'm lost between the time zones. Now Medusa with the snake eyes when the dice roll. Now ain't no shade when the lights go down. Who really riding with me, better choose right now. On that holy water, I'll drown. All the money stay converted so we can ball out.
Once let that shit sway, let the money down. She gon' rise back to life. Money lost, I revive north. Moving pawns on the board, set your queen aside. Nico goes fat like Dark Knight. Yeah, he on a vibe on the dark side. Time zones, I'm crossing time. Baby fleece, a different kind. Don't cross my ones, no, no, we not that kind. No, no, we not that kind. She coming through the play, she down to play with fire.
Watch me pull up in the black. ride alone. We gon' light the cash up on my riders. Throw that 50 racks, all this money don't expire. She coming through the play, she down to play with fire. City up in flames, since we got it, it ain't never been the same.
That crescendo.
So in time we turn it from inside out. In time if you talk your shit, pull up in time. I'll be ready, but I make it like in time. Every bitch wanna copy like any time. So they need a light that's free like any time. It hurt when he called me. Every time grinded, you can't stop me. In time, like can you just get off a bitch? Since I started, I've been profiting. Every time they think I took a loss with them, funny how I'm looking like a boss in them. Yeah, and I ain't even trying to take no shots at them. Anytime they want me, it's like I be on demand. Yeah, hop into the mission, spend a couple names. And my shit ain't gonna go old just like it never ends. Yeah, like I what they never wanna do. Trying to hop into the cool, boy, don't get too comfortable. Come in there so you can praise me. Praise me, they tell me I like it, hey, raise me, raise me. Now I started for myself and I'ma keep on staying true to that. Baby girl, you frontin', everybody know you new to that. Started out with nothing on my mama, ain't gon' lose to that. Bought yourself at ATM, but you ain't got no shoes to match. I'm about to rip to the dough, keep saying how nobody ready. I'm about to fuck up the glow, cut a bitch like machete. I heat it up like a stove, got fans, throw it up like confetti. Wanna hop on a track, I say no.
Can I watch myself now? When I roll around now, when I roll around. Too much drink in my cup, I can't feel. Too much ice on my neck, don't go blind. Too much ass in them jeans, gotta feel. Too much cash on my name, celebrate.
Too much ice on my neck, I can't feel her. Too many girls in this room that like pills, y'all. She looking for me, but she cannot find me anywhere. Looking for me, but she cannot find me anywhere. I'ma drop my top for her, but I won't let her drive. If she come into my house, blindfold her for the ride. I'm gon' break my ties, he's all switching sides. Oh no, I'm not surprised, these niggas wanna come on my side.
Too much drink in my cup, I can't feel. Too much ice on my neck, don't go blind. Too much ass in them jeans, gotta feel. Too much cash in my name, celebrate. Too much chatting from a nigga, want no hit. Too much chatting from a nigga, want no smoke. Too much ass in them jeans, baby lamp. Too much cash in the house, need a bank. Too much cash in the house, need a bank.
Ayy, sick of these niggas, sick of these niggas. Hire some help, get rid of these niggas. Sick of this shit, move to the Ritz, turn out the bitch. It is what it is, yeah. GLE, cause that Lambo moving fast. S-class, G-class, lot of class. In a rocket and that bitch ain't got no tags. Louis bags in exchange for body bags, yeah. Sick of these niggas, sick of these niggas. Hire some help, get rid of these niggas. Fuck what it was. It is what it is, whatever you did. It is what it is, and I'm so tired. I fuck with them all, but I got ties. Knock you off to pay their ties. They want me gone, but don't know why. It's too late for all that lovey-dovey shit. I'm your brother shit, all that other shit. It's too late for all that. It's too late for all that.
That crescendo.
All that other shit. It's too late for all that.
That crescendo.
It's too late for all that.
That gravity. That crescendo.
Sick of these niggas. Hire some help. Get rid of these niggas. I'm not with the rah rah. I am a da da. My bitch is Chanel now. Your bitch in a spider. Yeah, and he shook. Please don't let them fool ya. I don't care how they look. Heard all of the talking, now it's quiet, now it's shush. 29 is coming, they on edge when I cook. Lead the league in scoring, man, but look at my assist. Yes, I be with Future, but I like to reminisce. I do not forget a thing, I'm patient, it's a gift. Try to tell them they ain't gotta do it, they insist. Yeah, I could tell. I just gave him 2 for $40 million like Chappelle. Standing over coffin with a hammer and a nail. Heard you hit up so-and-so, that name don't ring a bell. Nah, sick of these niggas. Hire some help, get rid of these niggas. I'm sick of this shit, I'm running a blitz. Whatever you did, it is what it is, and I'm so tired. I fuck with them all, but I got ties. Knock you off to pay their ties. They want me gone, but don't know why. It's too late for all that lovey-dovey shit. I'm your brother shit, all that other shit. It's too late for all that. It's too late for all that. Too late for all that lovey-dovey shit.
That crescendo.
Yo, what up? It's the boss, Ricky Rose, and you locked in the crescendo one. Boss.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, anytime I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Colombian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
That crescendo.
Am I wrong?
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Nihilists. Me.
Great Estate from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Who's the f***ing nihilist around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies?
That gravity, that crescendo.
What's up, it's your boy Ty Dolla $ign, Crescendo One Radio, your little bitty bitch.
Yo, C1 Radio, we back every Thursday, 7:30 to 9, Cal Capone, Johnny Black, and myself, Kyle Bowen, or like Johnny likes to say, man's like Kyle.
Man's like Kyle. Yeah,
whatever. Today we got a special guest right here, Jermaine Elliott.
Jermaine in the building, yo.
How you doing, man?
Fresh off the plane.
Fresh off the plane.
How you like it, Vancouver? So, is this your first time here?
No, it's my second time.
Oh, man, how do you like it?
Yeah, it's lit. Vancouver's definitely lit. I love Canada.
Great.
Coming here to party, man. We got this yacht party tomorrow. What's good, man? Run the details.
Yeah, why don't we just start off with the yacht party?
Yeah, let's give them, let's give the listeners.
It's a listening party.
Yeah, man, for my new
project. Only 75 spots available.
Yeah, man.
And most importantly, free liquor.
Yeah, you already know that.
Free, you can't run out of that.
I think we're getting free tickets, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, pull up.
Oh, man. Yo, what do you like to drink? Like, what's your drink of choice?
Hennessy, man. Hennessy.
Okay, so we can free Hennessy tomorrow. Yeah, hey, what's up?
Got the bottles on deck.
Pull through. Do you have a name for the album? I didn't see it on the description.
Yeah, it's called Symphony.
Nice.
Symphony.
Yeah, Symphony. S-E-N-D for me.
Is that I guess I just heard Symphony. I know you said Symphony, but is that a play on words a little bit, or am I just putting that together?
Oh, no, it's like Symphony. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know,
Symphony.
Okay. I'm going halfway. You got to meet me halfway.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm going too deep in it. I was trying to pull someone else out of the hat there.
We'll get into some deep stuff a bit later. I did go through your Twitter like I always do when we have guests coming through, because, you know, got to go through the Twitter, see what you're about. But first, I want to talk about growing up on Long Island, becoming a musician, and your music was played on 105.1.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a huge deal, especially from you're being from New York. How'd that feel?
It felt really good, man. You know, shout out to DJ Clue. You know what I'm saying? It felt really good, you know, getting my music played, and it's been actually played consistently since my last birthday. It was in June 1st, you know, so it's been played quite a lot, like a lot of times.
And that's 411, right?
That's 411.
Dude, that's a crazy song, and like been played for that long. It's almost been a year.
Yeah, man, it's been a year. So we've just been working on a project and, you know, silently working and getting things together. So it should be definitely going to be crazy.
Now, was that something that the radio was telling, like, they told you, oh, we're going to play your song, or did you?
Nah, it was just, you know, off the love. It was just like, yo, I heard this song, he liked this song, and then he kept playing it. And then people was like requesting it, like, and they started fucking with it. So
that's good, man.
After
that's
a while,
good.
You know, just picked up streams. So now it's at like 3.2 million.
Damn.
Yeah, as far as reach and stuff like that. Yeah.
Damn. Because, like, the last article or something close that was written about you and the song had it like at 600,000. So
yeah, man. So,
damn, it's been growing. And I've noticed that on your Twitter too. You've had a lot of interaction with your fans, like or new fans,
right?
Saying like, "Yo, who is this guy?" Yeah. Or we want to hear more music from you. And that's crazy. Is that something that's new for you, like over the last 12 months?
Yeah, man. I just been honestly, I took a little break to, you know, get my life together and make sure everything was, you know, in a good spot. You know, sometimes you got to take time off to really get your thoughts together, get the right music put together. And, you know, I feel like now I have a real good collection of music that's really going to take shit to the next level.
That's good to hear. Okay, let's talk more about growing up on Long Island. And
putting in those hours, man.
Yeah, man.
Why music?
Man, music is always a part of me. You know, everybody in my family does music. So I felt like growing up, it was just something that I did. You know, I had a gift for and a knack for, you know.
Nice.
While everybody else was playing around and, you know, going to the clubs and stuff, I was at the studio, like in the crib, just learning how to, you know, make beats and, like, you know, engineer myself. So it just came about, you know.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I was checking out the just on the SoundCloud page there before a show here, and you have a playlist that's all your songwriting,
right?
The production and his features,
right?
And it's a pretty extensive list. I got to listen through a couple of tracks. Some go back up to 2 years ago, and it's an interesting curve. Right. You know, I've seen the sound, and it's just, I don't see that too often on the cloud too, where people
put their songs that they
you know, and all that. And I thought, you know, it's
I've been in a lot of
showcases,
sessions.
You know? good situations.
Mm-hmm. Were you a writer first or a musician?
I mean, I felt like I was a producer first.
Okay.
You know, and then I started writing, and I started writing for myself. And it wasn't more so, like, I don't really write. It's more so just off the fly. Like, I don't really, you know. It's kind of like kind of what a rapper would do in a way, but, like, singing in a way. So, like, people started to notice that, and they started to see, like, oh, his lyrics is dope, yo.
Yeah.
So I started writing for various people, and, you know, shout out to her.
Exactly,
You know, and different people that I've worked with. But, yeah, it's just been a long journey, you know. And I've just been writing for a long time, so
that's good.
Yeah.
No, that's important, man. To have, like, I think people out here trying to be artists and stuff, they don't understand that there's different avenues, that you can go into within the production, the writing, or just, you know, being the artist.
Right. Yeah. Everybody feels like they have to be an artist in order to be heard. You know.
Yeah.
And that's not true all the time.
That's well said, man. Because I was gonna ask you a question about if you were hesitant for, like, writing for her, like writing for other artists, because.
Right.
You know, you see stories like Party Next Door
right.
not getting the credit he deserved, and him maybe being frustrated with Drake and Rihanna and blah 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 getting more credit and all this stuff. So for you, are you always open for writing to other artists? Or
yeah, I'm always open to write for other artists, because, you know, sometimes I feel like, for me, my musical ability is like a channel, like how you guys run a radio station and stuff like that. Like, that's how music comes through me. So sometimes it might be a song that I hear, but that might not be for me. You know, and I might be writing it, and then I might be like, yo, this shit would sound dope with somebody else. So I'm never like not gonna write for somebody because I want the song for myself. Sometimes people get attached to songs too much, you know.
That's exactly.
And then they're
what,
not
yeah,
able to
exactly.
make. I feel like if you're gonna go far, you shouldn't be worried about writing for somebody, because then your resume will show. Like, once you get big, it's like, oh, he was doing this before that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even know that. That's my favorite song, but he wrote that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now you still getting my vibe, you know, but it's through somebody else for the time, you know. So I'm still, you know, my music is still living.
Yeah, that's a important knowledge. If you're listening to this and you're an artist, go wheel that back and listen to that again.
That's C1 Radio, Jermaine Elliott in the building, yo.
That's
big facts.
Stand up, New York, stand up.
Big facts. Let's run this 411 track. It's a vibe, man. I'm loving it. We're gonna start off with this, and we'll get into some more later with Jermaine.
C1
Radio.
That crescendo.
Tell me what I need to know now. Before I get too deep, I'm afraid I might drown. In my past, I moved too fast, so I had to slow down. You should call me on jet away. Keep it 3,000 down. You remind me of Roxanne. She used to say I was the man. Still I swear that shit would never change. Yeah, should I be the one to blame? When you give me my name. Used to pitch and now I'm hitting home runs. Never seen a first base. Tell me what I need to know. What I need to know now. Cell phone minutes, let me finish. Hold on, wait, you must not know your limits. You've been let down way before, that's why you trust no niggas. They the reason why you stuck up and you act so different. Yeah, shout out to Rosa, she still got my jeans on her sofa. Still got some girls in LA, it's out here looking for closure. But I'm on like 411, I wanna get to know where you from. How do I know I could trust you when I met you in the club? Don't tell me what.
crescendo.
Crescendo.
Bad bitch, the underwear. 2020 gon' pull up an egg, yeah. Bitch, I know if you can go home. Uber, Uber everywhere, yeah. Take my bitch everywhere. We be getting money everywhere, yeah. They don't even know. They be throwing shade everywhere. My heart is good, yeah, it's pure, yeah. You know that I need your love, yeah. Energies follow me, but I don't see that soul, yeah. Have a little faith in me, yeah. It's all I need, yeah. Baby, you're all I need, yeah. You're my G. Bad bitch, no underwear. 2020 gon' pull up an egg, yeah. Bitch, I know if you can go home. Uber, Uber everywhere, yeah. Take my bitch everywhere. We be getting money everywhere, yeah. They don't even know. They be throwing shade everywhere.
That crescendo.
Baby, give me space, yeah. Give me time. I don't even stress, cause I know you mind.
That crescendo.
Haters out trying to take a smile. All these haters out trying to take a smile. I heard about this bitch called Ruby. She be making moves to man that knew me. Ooh, I think I like her, like her, like her. I might have to wife her, wife her, wife her. Bad bitch, no underwear. 2020 gon' pull up an egg, yeah. Bitch, I know if you can go home. Uber, Uber everywhere, yeah. Take my bitch everywhere. We be getting money everywhere, yeah. They don't even know. They be throwing shade everywhere.
That crescendo.
You can even level with a boss. Don't play around with my soul. You can't compete with my soul, no. You can even level with a boss. Bad bitch, no underwear. 2020 gon' pull up an egg, yeah. Bitch, I know if you can go home. Uber, Uber everywhere, yeah. Take my bitch everywhere. We be getting money everywhere, yeah. They don't even know, they be throwing shade everywhere. Bad bitch, no underwear. 2020 gon' pull up an egg, yeah. Bitch, I know if you can go home. Uber, Uber everywhere, yeah. Take my bitch everywhere. We be getting money everywhere, yeah. They don't even know, they be throwing shade everywhere.
That gravity. That crescendo.
Gone in the sky over 20,000. I keep my Wi-Fi lit. I spend over 5,000. That just so unfit. I'm not going back no more when they ain't have shit. Pray I get a new connect. Pray I get a brick. I leave a bitch in the cold. Oh, I don't have pole no more. I left her sitting at the lows, oh, cause she wasn't touching the toes, no. I'm on some rich nigga shit, it's all about rich nigga timing. Fully loaded whip, I'ma curb you kindness. I'm in Hermes drip, not in the store, you can't find it. I got stacks on me, and they won't fit in no wallet. I got Gucci socks on me, and money in every pocket. I got Burberry seats, the color teriyaki. I'm on another way, cut the head off the Porsche. Running with a pack of wolves, they know it's starting. VIP with AK is very important. Always round with a gas torch, always round with a mask. Y'all nigga playing with a pinky ring, cost over 500 bags. Already know your homies singing, they bout to get on wet. Soon as you lit up and relax, that's when they went to attack. Platinum majority of the plaques, striking it off like a match. Gone in the sky over 20,000, I keep my Wi-Fi lit. I spend over 5,000, that's just so unfit. I'm not going back no more when they ain't have shit. Pray I get a new connect, pray I get a brick. Oh, you came from public housing, you serving hand to hand. Oh, you got that good sand, man, and smoking the fresh out of the can. We not a
just to go shop in Japan. I know the ops, they thinking foul. We about to take out they mans. You gotta make some bullet shower. Show them you ain't playing. You gon' smell this gunpowder. They gon' make you dance. I've been counting it up for hours and cramp my hands. Gone in the sky over 20,000. I keep on Wi-Fi lit.
That
I spent over 5,000. That's just so unfit. I'm not going back no more when they ain't have shit. Pray I get a new connect. Pray I get a brick. Wi-Fi lit. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wi-Fi lit.
Crescendo.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Kid Ink. You know what it is. Crescendo 1. Let's get it.
That is a sigh of relief because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at CITR.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merci, genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
That crescendo.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
That gravity, that crescendo.
C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. Cal Capone, Johnny Black, and myself. But most importantly, we got a guest here. Jermaine Elliott.
Yo.
In the building. Yo. Hey.
Long Island in the building.
We went over this a bit earlier, but I kind of don't even want to tell anyone anymore, but this guy's got a yacht party tomorrow, and he's got some like free Henny coming. Like, what's going on?
Oh, Saturday?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting too excited.
This
wish
guy be waiting at the yacht tomorrow. Like, where y'all at?
Waiting at the dock.
Where y'all at?
Where is it? Where's the Henny? No. Yeah, Saturday. Free Henny, I think. Might be, hey, I don't know what
that
else we're going
to
do. 75 spots only, so get there, enjoy the time. Mm-hmm. And we're there for the music. Sin For Me coming out. When is that coming out? A couple weeks, who knows?
That's to be decided.
It's one of those questions.
To be announced.
Yeah. All right, okay.
To be announced.
Somewhere in the 20s, know what I mean?
My bad. All right, mm-hmm. So we got the Long Island native here. What are your connections to Toronto? Because I've read a couple articles about you, and sometimes they even refer to you as a Toronto artist.
I know, that's so crazy.
And does that piss you off?
Nah. I mean, you know, it's just love. It's all love. Yeah. You know, when
you're
I come
too
to
nice,
Toronto,
man.
Yeah. I mean, when I come to Toronto, it's all love. When I'm in New York, it's all love. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, just gotta spread love. You know
okay, spread love. Let's talk about New York for a bit. There's a bit of controversy going on in your home state. Oh.
How often you go back? You go back often? New York?
Yeah, I just came. I just flew out here. What was it today? I just got.
Oh,
off the
okay.
Plane.
Okay.
I just got off the plane.
Oh, okay,
so
okay. Okay.
Prior to being in Toronto, I live in New York.
Okay. Yeah.
You know
cool.
Yeah.
So let me ask you the question: mm-hmm. Who was the king of New York
right now?
Yeah.
I'm the king.
Okay. No, there's that news about Cardi B saying that she's the king.
Mm-hmm.
And people were talking about
Cardi
it.
Cardi B said that?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
She said that?
She said she's the king.
I mean, she could say that.
On that song with Lil Yachty and Offset, Who Want the Smoke, she said it.
Oh, well.
And I think she can say it, too.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's entitled to how they feel, you know? Everybody is supposed to feel like they're a king or a queen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's 100%.
The way you're supposed to look
like
at
that.
Yourself, you know?
All right.
Nothing less than that.
King Elliott with us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about some of your inspirations. Like, you talked about how everyone in your family made music.
Right.
And I want to know about some of the artists you listen to right now who inspire you.
Right now, I'm listening to Pandora right now. Whatever comes on, you know, I'm listening to, you know, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. I'm listening to Shalamar. I'm listening to Drake. I'm listening to just anybody. Yeah. You know what I mean? Cool, cool. It's because, like I said, again, I'm a producer first. So I'm listening more for the blueprint than rather just the, you know, the automatic artist. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. So, I hear you. And that's important, too, especially for your production and, mm-hmm. and your writing.
Right.
And I want to get more into your writing. First off, let's talk about your connection with her
mm-hmm.
and how that came about. On the song Facts, right? The
song Facts? Actually, I was in a studio in a city, and one of my boys told me to come through, so I was just chilling or whatever. And then he's just like, yo, this is a dope artist that's about to come out. She's about to blow up. And her name is Her, and I'm like, Her? I'm like, how, like, you know, I was kind of confused at first.
Yeah, I think everyone was,
yeah. So, but then, you know, they brought me into the session, and then they fucked with my vibe, and then she was working on her album. So, you know, I started writing and stuff like that, and then it was a song called Facts that I wrote, you know, and with the help of some other people that were on the record, obviously, yeah. and stuff like that. And yeah, it just turned out to be a smash, and then she just blew up. You know, and just out of nowhere, and I'm just like, oh shit. You know, we're still mad cool. Like, I was actually just talking to her yesterday, you know. So yeah, it was just like, you know, God's plan. Like, he just put me in the right place at the right time. And you know, and she was actually on one of my tracks, but I released it, but I'm not gonna tell you what track it was. It's on my SoundCloud, but at the time I couldn't, you know, tell, like, yeah. I couldn't let them know who it was, so
yeah.
But if you listen closely on one of the tracks that's on my SoundCloud, she's on there. So,
how often does that happen to you? Like, how often does someone say, "Yo, we want you to come studio, fuck with this person, they're gonna be the next big thing"?
A lot.
Does that happen a lot? And how often are they not the next big thing?
I mean, it's not so much. Everything takes time. Everything in life takes time. If you think that you're gonna just get something right away, it's gonna go away just as fast.
You know?
So
facts.
I don't never doubt anybody's potential or what they could be going forward, because, you know, somebody might be like this today and the next day they just boom.
Facts. And it's happening quicker nowadays.
Right.
You know?
Like, so it's like, you know, it's microwavable. You never know what's gonna pop, you know?
For real.
So at the end of the day, I just, you know, if they call me, you know, they send for me, so
there you go.
And get it done. You know?
There you go. Send for me the new project coming out sometime. We don't know, but it's coming out.
We got an exclusive track.
It's definitely this summer. This summer is coming.
Definitely this summer. But we got an exclusive track from this project.
Yeah.
100 Bands.
Yeah, it's your boy Jermaine Elliott. This is my new single, 100 Bands. Make sure you get in tune.
That crescendo. That gravity. That crescendo.
I thought you said that you would hold me down, but you just faking, I just started out. I get it all, I turn this golden out. So call me all you want, I said it's all about. Spend about 100 bands, rack it up. Pick you up in a Benz truck like damn, this ain't enough. I felt like you were the one, this can't be love. I thought that you were the one I could trust. I guess I should've just fucked. Want the shit bad right now. Who the nigga talking that shit right now. Haters, they all in the way. Always got something to say. Doing this shit is so easy. Play. Riding around in the coupe like it ain't nothing to do. All of my niggas is shoe. Like they got something to prove. Stop it, we started the way. All of my niggas, they paid. All I want is more haters. Fuck around and be the greatest. Fuck me like I'm famous. Fuck me like I made it. I talk to you like you the one for me, but you know I'm a player. Hit it once, you won't lay up. Fuck me like I'm famous. Yeah. I thought you said that you would hold me down.
That crescendo.
But you just faking, I just started now. Yeah. I get it all, like turn this golden out. So call me all you want, I said it's all now. Spend about 100 bands, rack it up. Pick you up in the Benz truck like damn, this ain't enough. I felt like you were the one, this can't be love. I thought that you were the one I could trust. I guess I should've just fucked.
That
that crescendo.
She couldn't walk home. Now I'm out of London doing big show.
Big show, yeah.
Smoking on a cheese and a big dough. Last year I was cheese, that was piss poor. This year getting cheese, getting big dough. Diamonds do the disco. Dance like off a Molly Crystal.
Dance, dance, dance.
And that crystal thick hoe. Didn't know that was your bitch though. Last night was a shit show. In the morning eating Zanny. I don't remember how the fuck I got to Manny. All I know is these bitches love Remy. All I know is your nigga can't stand me. All I know is shut down show, then I go. All I know is me, Amo, I'm Rico. All I know is I don't drink cerveza. Gotta go, yeah, got no time to waste, yeah. Let's go back to my place, give me face off a perk. Make your jaw work, make you squirt in a skirt. Fuck a twerk, off the Antwerpin. Make these bitches twerk up that pineapple perp. Now I'm out in Belgium doing big show. Smoking on that cheese, yeah, that big dope. Last year I was cheese, I was fist pole. This year getting cheese, getting big dope. Diamonds do the disco. Dance like off a Molly Crystal.
Dance, dance, dance.
And I grease a dick hole. Didn't know that was your bitch though. Last night was a shit show. I was super fucked up last night in it. Yeah, almost lost my chain with a bite in it. And 20k on my wrist, yeah, I lost it. Cause I was fucking up the mosh pit.
That gravity, that crescendo.
C1 Radio, you're back every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. Cal Capone, Johnny Black, and myself, and with our special guest today, Jermaine Elliott.
Yo, yo, yo. You're
that crescendo.
We just heard an exclusive. Talk about that song, the inspiration. Is that a single off the song? Like, are we going to hear that before the album?
Probably not, okay. Maybe. You're probably just going to hear the whole tape at once.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I might drop one song.
Cool.
As a single, you know what I'm saying? But I have other singles coming out after the project is dropped. You
nice,
know?
Nice.
Yeah, so...
And we just got the exclusive. No big deal. No big deal.
C1 Radio.
Had to give you
fulfilling
something, you know
that.
What I'm saying?
Nah, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the yacht party on Saturday.
Right.
Only 75 spots, so like... That's a strict limit, I'm guessing,
yeah,
right?
That's a strict limit.
That yacht's gonna like sink if there's more people there.
Yeah, you might have people hanging over the banister.
Okay, cool. Okay, so 75 spots, free liquor, show up, free and most liquor. Importantly, the listening party.
Make
for a
sure
project.
You show up and tune in, man.
Yeah, exactly.
This album's going to be crazy.
I'm excited for it, man. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for it. Like I said earlier, before we actually started talking on air, every time I have guests on, I go through their Twitter. Mm-hmm. I got to go on. Especially when I have a guest on that I don't know much about.
Right.
I feel like it's a good way to connect to the person. And I noticed that your Twitter over the last couple weeks, and not even of you tweeting, I've just been popping. Like, a lot of people are dropping your name in the handle. So I just want to get to your tweets, and now it makes more sense since we've had this conversation. You seem like a guy who knows a lot about life, who's been through a lot, who understands, you know, life more thoroughly. So we got to get into these deep tweets, because yo, when I was reading some of these, I felt something. I felt a way. Okay, straight up. One of the ones that yo, I almost texted my ex after this one. The worst distance between two people is misunderstanding.
That crescendo.
Holy. Yo, do we have some type of sound effect that just like,
we just need like an oozing heart.
Yeah,
because like,
that one was
something like.
Gotta find
something.
Someone's
been real.
One that does make more sense now since we've had this conversation is silence is an answer too. Why did you tweet that? Why do you feel that way?
Because it's like sometimes you don't have to have a rebuttal or reply to somebody or to something to make your presence be felt. You know, they'll feel it. You know, you don't always gotta. Sometimes when you're saying too much, you don't have to always make your point. Like, your point will be proven just by doing it. It's an action, not so much of just, you know, you talking all the time.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I like that, because people most of the time feel like they just say that, oh, it's childish. Like, you know, you're not answering, or like, you know, that kind of perspective.
Sometimes
like,
silence is an answer. Too.
Exactly. No, that's what I like. I never even really thought of it like that, you know? Yeah. So that's
now it's more so of like, damn, what is he going to do? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now it's not like me just talking like, oh, because you're not going to respect me just talking sometimes. Sometimes you just got to do what you say you're going to do.
Exactly. That's a perfect segue to this next tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Never tell anyone your plans. Show them your results.
Mm-hmm.
Have you learned that over the stretch drive over the last year where your name... Okay,
for
cool.
sure. Sometimes you can't... What it is, I feel like a lot of people, they just tell everybody what they're going to do. And sometimes everybody's input and energy is not good for what you're trying to do. You know, sometimes their energy can mess up your plans and what you're trying to do, you know, your future endeavors. So you have to make sure that everything that you're doing is guarded, and make sure
100%
that your circle is tight. So when it's time for you to make that next step, it's like, oh damn, I didn't know. So I didn't have time to hate. I didn't have time to do those things.
I hear you.
You know, so now it's just a free way for you to, you know, be creative.
Yeah, I do understand that very well, because there's some people out here who show a friend or something their product, and they'll say one thing and it'll totally throw the artist off, and it's just like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Has that happened to you too?
Yeah, it's you know, I've learned that, you know, everybody has an opinion, you know? But for any artist out there, I would say, you know, trust yourself. Always trust yourself. Your first instinct is always the best one. You know, and learn from your mistakes. You know, don't learn something and go back to the same thing that you did, because it's not going to make any sense. You're going to get the same result. You know, just always follow your own opinion. You know, sometimes you can be wrong and you'll learn from it. But 9 times out of 10, if you go with your gut feeling, you know, what that's within you, you'll be fine. You know, and that was my problem. I would always, yo, do you think it's fine? Yo, do you think, yo, what you think about that? Nah. It's what I think. If it makes me happy, whatever makes you happy, do what makes you happy.
Real talk.
Not what everybody else thinks is okay. People live to please other people. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to my boy Aggie Dave. He has a clothing line called that. People live to please other people. And that's true, you know? They just live to, you know, is this okay for me? Exactly. Am I accepted? You know, is this acceptable? You know? Do what you want to do. You know?
No, that's important. That's important advice. You did talk about your circle.
Right.
I also like to talk or ask our guests about their circle and, you know, what it takes to be a part of your circle, because it's important. Like, if you're doing this artist thing, you can't just have everyone around you, you know?
Yeah.
So talk about the people here with you today and the people around you at home and how you got to where you are.
I feel like building your circle is just about the people that it's just an automatic thing. you know, some people that are friends, some people are acquaintances, and some people, like, when you call, I feel like sometimes when you call somebody your best friend, sometimes automatically that cancels them out. It's either your sister or your brother, you know, because sometimes it leaves room for, like, that snaking and this and that, you know. So it's like you gotta watch who you move with, because one bad energy can mess up your whole square. You know, you think somebody's for you, but meanwhile they're throwing dirt on the thing that you're trying to build, you know. So you know, I have a team of people that I work with, you know, and it's five of us. Obviously I have a lot of friends, but as far as, like, you know, the core and things that have been built,
yeah,
as far as my immediate tight circle, you know, those people know who they are, you know. And it's without even saying, I don't have to say them, but exactly. you know who you are, you know what I mean. So, but you know, it's always friends and family around, always. But you know that tight circle is those people that have taken you to that next level, you know, mentally and just, you know, plans wise and everything.
Wow, gems from Jermaine. Round of applause for that. Yeah, we're coming to the end of the show. We've got about 5 minutes left, so we're going to play a couple more tracks. But again, I want to thank Jermaine and everyone for coming through. Kyle, thanks for the questions.
Sure, no doubt, always.
Yeah, no, pleasure. That was a lot of wisdom there. I feel like I actually learned some good shit. Yeah, what we were just saying before you got here too, you know, like, I'm always changing and learning and growing too. And, you know, through the experiences that we've had, just being on the radio here, the platform, and other things in life in general, you always have to, you know, elevate.
Gotta grow, man.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, no doubt.
Dropping some wisdom. We're going to play one more track that you're featured on. I don't know if you have... more if it's a production on this, maybe explain a little bit to it. This is the Samaj, is that
Samaj?
Samaj, okay, yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Boy,
the track.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Lil October. He's out there in New York tearing shit up right now, and yeah, he's a part of my collective. You know what I'm saying?
Excellent, yo. Let's run this then. This is with Mike Davis as well.
Shout out to my boy Mike Davis too. You're ready.
What's good? It's your boy YB, and I'm here tuning in to C1 Radio. Let's get it.
Gravity. That crescendo. That crescendo. She minds, I don't lose. Got so many options, I can't even choose. Push the button, put the foreign auto cruise. All my P's and my Q's, yeah. Couple bands when I stack it up, I run it up, oh yeah. Don't fuck it up, can't fall in love, I never trust, though, yeah. Blicky tucked in a Louis Duff, I never run, oh yeah. You know it's up when I'm in your city, yeah, I'm with the plug, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I pay top notch for my drugs. Want attention, that's too much.
That's too much, yeah.
I swear these women just want everything. Never give a wedding ring. Let her call me 17, yeah.
Pull up in that brand new Rari.
That crescendo.
I feel like I'm running out of sorries. My heart turns so cold. Please don't get me started. She just wanna fuck, I sent me to. She just wanna fuck, I sent me to.
That crescendo, yeah.
And leave it and not put enough in the cool, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm from the city where niggas don't play by the rules, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm from the bottom, I feel like I got nothing to lose, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, playing it cool, yeah, I see like it glues, yeah. Diamonds dancing, I don't really get romantic. Tell your hoe don't panic, don't know how I manage. Too much loud and callous, get a little pussy then vanish. Bandana like Santana, bandana like Santana.
That crescendo.
I'm in the from Atlanta. This shit brought me dancer. I would never go romance. Pull up in that brand new Rari. I feel like I'm running out of sorries. My heart turns so cold. Please don't get me started. She just wanna fuck, I sent me too.
thing is, you already know. Pop out like a pimple on your nose. Everyone you got, I got a hoe. Yeah, yeah. Pull up in your city with the bro. Niggas told, but they money down, they ain't running around, my lord. Money down, nigga, what is that? Nigga, better cash that all. Bend those, get the bend those, I be trying around that all. They gone, nigga, lay down, still gotta count it all. All of my niggas, I know it. I just been going off the doce. And if it's cities with no hoes, we gotta count it like two ways. We gotta count it like two ways. All of my niggas is family. We going straight to the league, yeah. We going straight to the Grammys.
That crescendo, that. Gravity, that crescendo.
Join us for the very best in bluegrass,
old time,
classic country,